Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladoC Health/whatsyourwhy.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast. One word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me. You'll be able to talk with Social. And we can answer your questions. We can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today, we are doing a vocabulary builder. And Social, we're going to talk about sports and activities today. And I think there are some verb differences that we use when we're talking about certain sports and then certain kind of sport-like activities. And so, like, what would we use to say, to describe, like, basketball, tennis, baseball, soccer? Which verb do we use with those sports?
I would say we use play with those, right? With those sports.
Exactly. We say, I play basketball, he plays basketball, they play basketball, I play soccer. Do you play any sports?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
What did you used to? I bet you used to be on the soccer team, right?
Yeah, I used to play soccer.
Yeah.
I did used to play soccer, but I have another one, and I realize it conflicts with our two, but I used to run track.
Oh, nice. Well, there's a third one we could throw in there. Yeah, run track. Yes.
I ran track, or you can also, I ran cross country as well.
I ran cross country 1 year, but I finished last every time. I was the slowest.
I also finished last every time, so don't feel bad. I also been two last places.
Yeah.
And now it's a podcast. Oh, that's funny. Running a podcast. You also kind of run a podcast.
Yeah, right. We run an English corner. We run an English business.
You run a business as well. Right.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Okay. So I used to play basketball in high school and college. That was my big sport was basketball. But after graduating from university, I stopped playing basketball but I continued to play tennis. So whenever I go home to America, I play tennis with my brother. I play with my dad and I play with my mom. They all play tennis and my dad is 75, my mom is 74, but they still play tennis almost every day. So they're very into fitness and health.
Mm-hmm.
What about do? What kind of, so do is the second one. And what do we use, what activities do we use do for?
Do, I do Taekwondo. I used to do Taekwondo.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Self-defense.
Yeah, a little martial arts.
Yeah. Watch out, or Socha's going to spin kick you right in the chin.
Yeah, I actually kicked my dad once. He asked me to, so it was not my fault. And I told him I wouldn't do it. And then he said I would be grounded if I didn't kick him. So then I did kick him. I was a kid. I was like 13, I think. I
Yeah.
did kick him, and then he said I was grounded because I kicked him. And my mom said, "No, she's not. Grow up."
It's like
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your dad's like, this is not going to hurt. And then it hurt really bad.
Yeah. And then he was like, you're grounded. And my
You're
mom's like,
grounded.
you literally forced her hand or her foot, basically. You forced her foot. So you can't
That's
complain now. It was
so
funny.
funny. Your dad is hilarious. That's great.
He's definitely crazy. Yeah.
So yeah, I was like martial arts, like karate, taekwondo, jujitsu. We generally say like I do karate, I do taekwondo, I do jujitsu. We do not say I play those things. And I guess I don't know, because maybe like martial arts is a little different. It's not necessarily like a game. It is a competition, or it can be a competition, but we just tend not to use the verb play with those, because it's just it's a different kind of activity. Maybe because like team sports, we tend to use play, although tennis can be an individual sport, and we use play for tennis. So maybe if it has a ball, we use play. Is that a rule we could use?
I think it's just, I think the play is just because it's a game. Like tennis is a game. Basketball is a game. Soccer is a game. Football is a game. So we play those. And then sports, like it's not really a game. Like you said, it can be a competition or like a what do they call those? Not a skirmish, but not a duel. What do you call those when they fight against each other? A match or
A
something. But
match, right? Yeah.
yeah, it can be a match or a competition of some sort, a spar. It can be a spar of some sort, but it's not a game. It's kind of a little bit more serious in a way. So
Yeah.
I think that's why we say do instead of play. I don't know. What do you think, Jack?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Like you could get hurt doing it, right?
Oh yeah. I mean,
It's a
you could get
martial
hurt playing
American
football
football, of
too.
course. Yeah, that's not a good measure. Sorry.
But I think you're fine. I think it's just more like it's a game, like football is a game, and
Yeah.
martial arts, it's like it's not a game in the same way. I think it's just it's like an art. Literally, it's an art. So
Yeah. And we also use it for yoga too. Yoga and Pilates, we say do. I do yoga, I do Pilates. And those are not, because there's no competition there. It's just you're basically it's just a fitness type of thing. It's a well-being thing. So
Yeah, it's like a wellness thing.
yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope we cleared that up for everybody.
Yeah, we may have made it more confusing. Let us know in the comments if we confused you more, but hopefully our examples, practicing with the examples that we provided, will be helpful. And yeah, let us know if you have any further questions or any comments. Leave them in the comment section below at AToZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AToZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and make sure to join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join Jack and I in the conversation. We're also having an English corner from Monday to Friday, 1 hour a day. And it's really fun. We have a lot of people in the group now, and we have these really cool discussion questions, and everyone talks. It's just like hanging out with friends for an hour. Mm-hmm. And it's really great. You get some feedback from Jack and I, and it's a great way to practice your English, practice for the IELTS, and anything else you might want to get in. So if you want to, if you're interested in that, make sure to message Jack on WeChat or WhatsApp, or shoot us an email, and we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.